天天教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters at Garden Grove Church, may peace be with everyone.
高兴我们在安息日的时候可以聚集在这里来敬拜神。
I'm very happy that we're able to gather here together to worship God on the Holy Sabbath day.
愿主耶稣照他的应许，把天上各样的福气以及属灵的平安赐给我们每个人。
May the abundant blessings of God be poured out among all the brothers and sisters so that we can enjoy peace together.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考耶稣基督的启示。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to study the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ with everyone.
我们从昨天开始，我们的读经进度进入启示录。
And in this week, we have entered into the book of Revelation according to our Bible studying, Bible reading schedule.
那启示录这一开头就说这是耶稣基督的启示。
And the book of Revelation starts out with the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那这个他一开头就说明这件书是在讲什么。
And it tells us what this book talks about.
这个所谓启示就是什么东西本来是盖住的，现在把它打开了。
What is revelation? Revelation means to open what was once hidden.
那也就是说，主耶稣基督要跟众圣徒所讲的话，他现在借着他的仆人把它显明了。
It also means that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke through his servant to open what was not known before.
那这本书跟我们之前读的但以理书是有关系的。
And this book is related to an earlier book that we have studied, the book of Daniel.
所以上个礼拜我们所读的但以理书称作旧约的启示录。
The book of Daniel is also known as the Revelation book of the Old Testament.
那在新约里面，主耶稣基督来了以后，他借着他的仆人，把当时候他对圣徒的提醒以及将来要发生的事情，让他的仆人写出来。
After the Lord Jesus Christ came, he revealed what he wanted to teach his servants through his servant.
在旧约时代，他所讲的启示跟在新约时代他所要告诉众圣徒的话是一致的。
Therefore, the revelation in the Old Testament and the revelation in the New Testament are consistent.
那所以我们现在要读启示录呢，就是要用一个敬畏神的态度认识神，他昔在、今在、以后永在，他的话语没有改变的这个态度来读这本书。
As we read this book, we should have the attitude of knowing that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这是神特别把他的话语告诉每一个人的。
And this is a book and a special message from God to all mankind.
要让我们能够准备自己面对来迎接耶稣基督再临。
So that we can prepare ourselves ready to welcome the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在请翻开启示录第一章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John.
这里特别提到说，这个耶稣基督的启示是神赐给他的，神赐给耶稣基督了。
This tells us that God gave the revelation of Jesus Christ to him.
那这个启示是要叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
To show his servants things that must shortly take place.
好，那所以呢，这本书这个启示是要给神的众仆人。
Therefore, the revelation of Jesus Christ was written or revealed to his servants.
我们如果是神的仆人，我们就需要了解这个启示。
Therefore, if we are servants of God, we must understand God's revelation.
那这个启示就是快要成的事情。
And this revelation is about the things that are about to take place.
那因为是众仆人都要了解的，所以现在特别借着 使者呢告诉约翰啊，让约翰啊把它写出来。
And because his servants must understand the revelation, God gave this message to his servant John for him to write it.
那时候特别差遣使者啊，神的天使呢来向约翰传达。
And he sent his angels to his servant John.
啊，结果第二节就约翰就将神的道、耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来了。
And in turn, John bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们现在所看的就是约翰，他透过借着天使所晓谕他的事情，他要。他把神的道理、耶稣基督的见证都把它写明。
Therefore, the book of Revelation is a product of the message that was given to John through the angel.
那这里特别提到说他自己所看见的。
And he specifically said that these are things that he saw with his own two eyes.
那表示说这里面是有异象的。
It meant that he saw visions.
这个异象是先给他看，他看完之后他把它记录下来。
It means that John saw visions, and afterwards he recorded these visions down.
好，那现在我们要了解一下，耶稣基督其实是神赐给他，所以现在这里主耶稣基督跟神好像是两个不同的角色。
Here it tells us that God gave the revelation to the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems as if God and Jesus Christ were two different people.
那在启示录里面呢、啊？这当中啊，我们都知道，它有很多的预言啊，它里面一个中心的主轴就是有一个书卷啊，要打开这个书卷要打开。
Within the book of Revelation, there's a central theme, which is the opening of the scroll.
我们现在请翻开启示录第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter five.
第五章的第一节。
Verse 1.
第五章第一节说。我看见坐宝座的右手中 有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals.
那这里特别提到有一个坐宝座的，他看见表示他在异象里面，他看到神坐在宝座上了。
In this vision, he saw God sitting on the throne.
那这个宝座呢，在第四章的时候出现了。
And this throne had appeared in chapter 4.
第四章第一节，他是先看到天开了之后，有宝座出现。
In chapter 4, verse 1, he saw heaven open and he saw the throne.
这是在灵里面啊，在灵界里面所看到的事实。
And this was reality in the spiritual realm.
那个坐宝座的。形象在第三节，第四章的第三节就开始描述了。
And in starting from chapter 4 verse 3, he starts to describe the one who sat on the throne.
这个坐宝座的他好像什么？他一直看说是好像什么，表示没有办法真正的去形容他，因为这个太奇妙了。
He described this being as like something and another, which is to mean that he couldn't quite pinpoint or.It described exactly.
Oh, 因为这在灵里面的形象啊。
Because he saw this in the spirit.
那宝座周围有24位长老以及四个活物。
And he saw 24 elders and 4 living creatures around the throne.
那宝座周围，他说像玻璃海，很平静的，像水晶一样的。
And he saw a sea of glass, so very peaceful, like crystal.
那这个，然后在这个周围的这些四活物，24位长老就不断的去颂赞这个坐宝座的。
And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures continually gave praises to the one who sat on the throne.
那这个宝座出现的时候，就是要把以后要发生的事情告诉他的仆人的。
After the throne appeared, it was described to him what was about to take place.
哦，因为这是在第四章第一节说。你上到这里来，我要将以后要必成的事情指示你，这个就是预言，将来要发生的事情。
In chapter 4, verse 1, it says, there's a voice saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this.
那这个就是从神来的信息， 以后要做要神的计划怎么样进行，先让他看一下。
It means that he was about to reveal the message or the prophecy of what was about to happen.
这位坐宝座的手中有一个书卷。
The one who sat on the throne had a scroll in his hand.
好，那现在我们看第五章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 5 verse 2.
我又看见了一位大力的天使，大声宣传说，有谁配得展开这书卷呢？揭开那七印呢？
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?"
这个大力的天使，这一位特殊的人物哈，在第十章的时候会出现的。
The strong angel described here appears again in chapter 10.
我们现在再看一下第十章了哈。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
我们这样子联系这样看才会明白。第十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节说，我又看见另外一位大力的天使从天降下，他披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
好，那第二节说，他手里拿着小书卷是展开的，他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
Verse 2, he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land.
哦，那所以看这位大力的天使很特别的。
This mighty angel was very special.
他是手上有一个小书卷的。
He had a little book in his hand.
那可是现在在这个坐宝座的手上是有一卷书卷，是一个大书卷呢。
But the one sitting on the throne had a big scroll.
那现在这位大力的天使，他看到坐宝座这个大书卷，他说：“有谁配得展开这个书卷呢？”
And the angel, the mighty angel who had a little book in his hand, asked, "Who is able to open this scroll?"
要揭开书卷的，要展开书卷的时候，一定要先开印呢、啊，因为这个书卷是被印封住的。
Because the scroll was sealed with a seal, whoever that was to open the scroll must first break the seal.
那这个天使他这样宣讲之后，他自己回答自己的第三节五章三节。
In verse chapter 5 verse 3, he answered his own question.
在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
It says, and no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it.
第四节说，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
And verse 4 says, so I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.
那这个我就大哭，这个我是指的约翰啊，使徒约翰。
Here the eye refers to Apostle John.
因为他现在看到这个异象啊，这个书卷在坐宝座的手上啊，如果没有展开啊，他就没有办法知道。他很想知道这个这里面写什么字嘛。
John really wanted to know what was written inside the scroll, so he wanted someone to open, but no one could.
那不能开，他就很失望，就大哭了。
And because he was so disappointed, he started weeping.
那第三节是说，在天上、地上、地底下都没有能够展开的。
In verse 3, it tells us that no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll.
表示一切受造的一切受造之物都不能够展开。
It means that none of the created beings were able to open the scroll.
好，那这个现在好了，现在这个使徒在那边哭啊，医院在那边哭啊。第五节，长老当中有一位就对我说了：“你不要哭，看呐、啊，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”
Verse 5, but one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals."
那表示这二十四位长老当中，这个长老是二十四位长老当中的一位了哈。他就跟约翰安慰他说：“你不要哭嘛。”
This elder was one of the 24 elders, and he tried to comfort John.
这个犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他指的就是耶稣基督。
He said that the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, which is to refer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他已经得胜了。
The Lord Jesus Christ had already had victory.
他能够展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
And he was able to open the scroll and to lose the seven seals.
那其实这第五节所讲的啊，就是长老当中他所讲的这个话呢，跟那个大力天使所讲的有没有冲突呢？
And now let us think about it. Is there a conflict between what the elder said and what the mighty angel said?
因为那个大力天使是说在天上、地上、地底下没有能展开的。
The mighty angel had said, "No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll."
但第五节这个长老里面说有大卫的根，这个大卫支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他可以，他得胜的就可以的。
But one of the elders said.The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he is able to open the scroll.
这个其实在说明这个大力天使所讲的，没有人配得展开的是在地上受造的，就是凡是亚当的后代被造的这个活物、啊、都不能够展开的。
What the mighty angel meant was that none of the ones that were created could open the scroll.
那长老所讲的这个大卫中的狮子，它其实不是被造的。
But the one that the elder referred to was the lion of the tribe of Judah. He was not created.
所以耶稣基督他跟我们不一样的。
Lord Jesus Christ is different from us.
他不是受造的，他是造物的主。
He was not the created, and he was the creator.
也因为他是造物的主，所以他才能得胜。
And because he is the creator, and the Lord of creation, has victory over all.
他得胜了，所以他就可以配得展开这个书卷。
And because he has already won the battle, he's able to open the scroll.
好，所以其实上他是可以不要，就是约翰可以不要哭的。所以第六节呢，他说我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，他是像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。奉差遣往普天下去的。
And in verse 6 it says, I looked and behold in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
他现在好像眼睛一亮，发现说，其实在宝座的周围啊，还有一个羔羊站立在那里，是他之前没有看到的。
So John had been weeping as if his eyes were suddenly open, and now he could see that there was another being around the throne.
这只羔羊是曾经被杀过的。
And this lamb has been slain.
也就是说，他曾经被献为祭物的。
And he has been offered as a sacrifice.
他有七角，有七眼。
He has seven horns and seven eyes.
那这个七眼就是表示神的七灵。
And the seven eyes represent.The seven spirits of God.
那这个七角，角代表力量。
And the seven horns represent strength.
所以七代表完全，所以它是有完全的力量，它有完全的智慧。
Because the number seven represents perfection, it means that he has complete strength and complete spirits.
它有神的七灵，它是真的是啊，就像那个以赛亚书第十一章所讲的那个神的七灵是完全的。
And he has seven spirits, similar to what was described in the book of Isaiah. It means that he has a complete spirit.
那这个羔羊是被差遣，奉差遣往普天下去的，传福音的。
And it says that the lamb has been sent into all the earth.
这个在说明主耶稣基督他曾经做过的事。
And this is to describe what the Lord Jesus did.
这只羔羊第七节，他这羔羊前来。从坐宝座的右手就拿了这个书卷了。
Verse 7 says, Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
所以现在这个羔羊他从坐宝座领受了这个书卷，这个大的书卷。
Now the lamb received the scroll from the one who sat on the throne.
他一拿了之后呢，第八节，第五章的八节，这个四活物跟二十四位长老呢，就俯伏在羔羊面前。
Now, after he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
你看他们这些受造的，他就拿着琴跟盛满了香的金炉，那这个香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And the created beings each took a harp and golden bowls full of incense, and they started to pray.
那他们就开始唱歌赞美神啊，就颂赞了。
And they started to praise the.
他们颂赞这个羔羊。
And they started to praise the Lamb.
第九节 他们就唱新歌说、啊、你是配得拿书卷的，你配得揭开七印的，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各族各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And they sing a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation."
第十节说，又叫他们成为国，应该是国王了哈。又叫他们成为国王，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And verse 10 says, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth."
我们中文把它翻成国民呢，其实它实际上应该是成为国王才对。
It says that he made us like kings.
因为在地上执掌王权、啊、所以他是掌权的，是国王。
And because he is king, he has authority.
这就是说，被羔羊的血从各族各国各方各民中买来的、啊、这些人都是属于神，是 跟这个羔羊同掌王权、啊、一同做祭司，服侍神的。
The ones that were redeemed.By the Lamb, out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, have been made kings to reign together with God, with the Lamb.
啊，都是属于神的，都是归于神的。
And we all belong to God.
那这些他们在这些四活物跟二十四活，他们就要唱歌，在颂赞呢。
And so we can see that the 24 elders and the living creatures sang a new song to praise.
他们是看到说，哎，这个现在这个书卷是放在羔羊的手上的。
They saw that the scroll was in the hand of the lamb.
羔羊就要把这个书卷展开了。
And the lamb was about to open the scroll.
那这个他展开的时候，他要把那个印先打开嘛，哈。
And before he opened the scroll, he needed to open the seal.
所以现在耶稣基督的启示，就是因为耶稣基督他手上有一个书卷。
And the reason why it's called the revelation of Jesus Christ is that this scroll was in the hand of Jesus Christ.
所以这个书卷是神赐给他，就是神赐给这个羔羊的。
This is the scroll that was given to the Lamb by the one sitting on the throne.
那这个书卷 里外都有字，是写着以后要发生的事情。
And there were words written on the inside and the outside of the scroll, recording what was about to take place.
那这个书卷是有关于神的道。
And this scroll was about the word of God.
这个书卷是有关耶稣基督的见证。
And this was about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个书卷是有关将来要发生的事情。
And this is about what was about to take place.
那现在借着天使要把这些信息、传给使徒约翰，让约翰把它记录下来，让所有的众仆人都一起看。
And this was a message that was given to John through the angel, and for John to bear witness to tell all the other believers.
那所以我们现在在读启示录啊。
So now as we read the book of Revelation,
我们是有福气的人了。
We are blessed.
我们现在看回来第一章第三节。
Let's return to chapter 1, verse 3.
因为羔羊手上的这个书卷，我们念了之后，我们就会得神的祝福。
Because once we have read the book that is of the Lamb, we will be blessed.
第三节说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verse 3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这里特别说念这个书上预言的，这个就是朗诵，就是把它念出来哈，念出来，那和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，就是有福的。
It says that those who read aloud and those who hear the words and those who keep the things written in it are all blessed.
那表示现在在念的时候，一定有人在朗诵啊，有人在听嘛哈。
So when we read this book, if you read it out loud, there will be those who hear the word.
那这个听到的人，他如果又去遵守其中所记载的，他说有福了。
If those who hear the words go and keep what's written in this book, he will also be blessed.
那念的人他自己也听到吗？
The person that reads the book will also hear it.
好，所以读的人跟听的人，如果都能够一起去遵守这个书上所记载的，他们就一起得福。
If the people who read the word and those who hear the words keep the things that are written in this book together, they will all be blessed.
那他特别提到说，为什么他是有福的？因为他说日期近了。
Why is it that they would be blessed? As it is because the time is near.
哦，因为日期近了，表示耶稣再来的时候快到了。
It means that the second coming of Jesus Christ is near.
那耶稣再来的时候，就是天地结束的时候。
When the Lord Jesus comes again, it is the end of the world.
就是耶稣基督所做的见证，这个福音，这个救恩最终实现的时候。
And it is also the fulfillment of the salvation of the New Testament.
就是最真正的永生了。
Which is eternal life.
在灵界里面真的进入神的国度，跟神面对面的。
That is the time to enter into the spiritual realm to be face to face with God.
因为日期近了，那表示说，在这个当中呢，一定会有一些如果没有去遵守这些话的人呢，可能没有办法真的得到这个救恩呢。
Because the time is near, and if you hear this word and you do not keep what's written in the word, you may not be saved.
因为表示说没有什么时间呢。
It means that there's not much time left.
那今天去读的人，那要知道这个信息，然后如果会去遵守人，他就有福，他很有可能很快就可以得到这个救恩。
The reason why the one who reads and the one who hears and the one who keeps the word will be blessed is that they will understand the gospel and be saved.
圣经在启示录里面，他记载他这个有福哈，他曾经出现过七次了哈。
In this book, the word blessed this appears seven times.
那个我们在整卷在读的时候，我们自己慢慢算一共有七个地方，都说是有福的。
And so as we study this book, let us pay attention to this keyword and count the occasions that this word appears.
等到把启示读完的时候，你自己算算看有几个福，哪些福。
After you finish reading, you can look back to see what kind of blessings these were and how many there were.
现在第一个最简单的就是读它，听它，然后一起去遵守。
The first blessing comes with reading the word, hearing the word, and also keeping the word.
这就是神把这个启示给耶稣基督他的第一个目的。
And this is the first reason or purpose why Jesus Christ gave this message to John.
其实要给我们福气的。
That is to bless us.
那这个福气是跟要面对耶稣基督再临的这个末世有关系的。
And this blessing is related to the day of facing the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那所以从第一章第一节这里，很显然的，这个启示要给神的众仆人。
In verse 1, it's clear to us that this revelation is for his servants.
好，现在看第一章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 4.
约翰就写信给在亚西亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，第五节，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。那这一段呢，你看是约翰他说他写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
Here John wrote a letter to the seven churches in Asia.
那所以现在这一本启示录哈，它里面是有书信的。
And so there's a letter which is contained within this book.
那这个书信是专门给这七个教会。
And this letter was intended for the seven churches.
那所以这个启示录它有两个主要的受书的人要去读的人。
Therefore, there are two recipients of this book.
第一个就是神的众仆人。
The first recipient is the servants of God.
要了解主耶稣基督从耶稣基督来的启示。
In order for them to understand the revelation from the Lord.
也就是要了解这个书卷里面的信息。
And to understand the message contained within this book.
那第二个就是当时候亚细亚的七个教会。
The second recipient were the seven churches of Asia.
那这些书信呢，也是一样要给众众圣徒都能够念，都能够听，一起遵守。
And this letter or was also intended for the believers to read, to listen to, and to keep.
那到从第五节，从第四节开始，他就这里有一个但愿啊，但愿他要祝福的时候。他从第五节一直到、啊、第四节一直到第五节呢，有很详细的关于耶稣基督的介绍。
And in verses 4 and 5, it gives a very detailed description of the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他现在是讲耶稣基督的启示。
Because this is the revelation of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以一定要先认识耶稣基督是谁。
We must first understand who the Lord Jesus is.
现在耶稣基督他的角色好像是从神那里领受。领受这个书卷。
We have just learned that the Lord Jesus Christ received the scroll from God.
那我们现在相信，我们说主耶稣基督他就是天上的神。
We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is God in heaven.
他跟神本来就是合一的。
He is one with God.
但是在启示录里面，他这里特别看起来把这个两个角色把它分开。
In the Book of Revelation, it seems that the Lord Jesus plays a different role as God.
因为耶稣基督在这里成为羔羊，被杀过的羔羊。
Because in this situation, he has become the lamb.
他其实要强调凸显出主耶稣基督他是我们的救主。
Which is to emphasize that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他是为了救赎的目的来住在人间。
It is for the purpose of salvation that he came into the world to live among.Man.
为了完成救恩，他卑微他自己，他离开天上荣耀的宝座。
And in order to fulfill the complete the plan of salvation, he left his throne in heaven to come to this world.
他像一个卑微的仆人在人间生活。
He lived among men as a humble servant.
他是一个没有罪的义人，但是他被当作罪犯被杀了。
He was a sinless righteous person, but he was tried as a criminal.
那因为他的牺牲，他流血，所以他可以救，他的血可以救赎愿意相信的人。
Because of his sacrifice, his blood was able to save those who believed in him.
他是来做神的诚实的见证，就是救赎的见证。
He came to bear the witness of salvation.
好，所以现在我们现在看第四节这里说。
Let's read verse 4.
但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵、啊、这里说这个神是昔在、今在、以后永在的，是永远不变的神。
It says that grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come.
那这个宝座前的七灵
And there were the seven spirits.
就是刚才我们在第五章所看到的那个七灵。
These were the same seven spirits we saw in we read about in chapter 5.
那这个七灵就是啊，在以赛亚书十一章里面特别有讲过的。
These are the same seven spirits.
我们来看一下。
Have been described previously in Isaiah.
什么叫做神的七灵呢
？What are the seven spirits of God？
我们现在看以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11,
第一节
verse 1,
不是说他有七个了，不是有七个灵了，不是用算的一个两个这样子。
The seven spirits do not mean seven individual countable spirits.
他讲这个灵的七个很重要的特质，很重要的那个功用。
The number seven refers to the characteristics of the spirit.
他看第一节说，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
Verse one, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
这是讲大卫的后代。
This is describing or referring to a descendant of David.
这就指着耶稣基督的来到。
As well as it refers to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督就是大卫的后代，从人间的角度来看。
From the worldly perspective, from a genealogical perspective, the Lord Jesus Christ was a descendant of David.
第二节，主神的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏神的灵。
Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
这个灵的特质就是他是同住的灵
and also,
住在他的身上。
One of the characteristics of the Spirit is that the Spirit rests upon him.
那接下来呢，就是三组的功能。
And there are three sets of additional characteristics.
所以这个灵就是使人有智慧和聪明的灵。
The Spirit is able to give people wisdom and understanding.
给我们有谋略和能力的灵。
The Spirit can give us counsel and might.
有知识和敬畏神。
And give us knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
所以你看，再把它算一算，就是七个。
If we count these characteristics, there are seven altogether.
那这个就是一个完整的。
This means that it is complete.
这是神的灵。
Because this is the Spirit of God.
好，所以现在这个灵，他说在宝座前的七灵，那这个要讲神的灵了哈。
The seven spirits in front of the throne refer to the Spirit of God.
好，我们现在看回来启示录第一章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
那说并那诚实做见证的啊，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth.
我们现在如果从第四节看到第五节这里呢，我们发现这个约翰要祝福的时候，他特别从神啊，从圣灵、神的灵，从耶稣基督啊，从这三个角度来祝福他们呢。
And notice that John blessed the recipient by the three characteristics. One is God, the second one is Spirit, and the third is Jesus Christ.
哦，那他对神他有解释，对圣灵神的灵也有解释，对耶稣基督更详细的。
And so he gave individual descriptions about God, the seven spirits, as well as the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个其实在讲从神的救赎角度来看
，From the perspective of God's plan of salvation，
这位神是昔在、今在、以后永在的，是灵，是永恒的。
God is the one who is, who was, and who is to come, and the Spirit is also eternal。
这个在宝座前的七灵，其实指的是圣灵。
And the seven spirits in front of the throne refer to the Holy Spirit。
这是从神来的，是跟我们同住的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit comes from God and he dwells with us.
是建立教会，让圣徒有智慧、聪明，能够敬畏神的那个最根本的力量。
This is the same Spirit that allows the believers to have wisdom, understanding, and the fear of God.
那有关主耶稣基督，他说耶稣基督是诚实做见证的。
And about the Lord Jesus Christ, he was described as the faithful witness.
主耶稣基督是奉天父的差遣成为儿子来到地上的。
The Lord Jesus Christ obeyed God's commands to come into the world.
然后来做见证，来建设，来传福音的了。
He came to preach the gospel.
啊，所以他是奉差遣到处去传福音。
And he was sent to preach the gospel everywhere.
去见证啊神的道理。
To witness to the gospel of God.
好，第二个他说他是从死里首先复活的。
And it also says that he's the firstborn from the dead.
他做完工作之后，他就照神的计划被杀了，被献上了。
After he completed his mission, he was offered as a sacrifice. He was killed.
他被杀流血，这个才有可能把罪人赎回来。
And he shed his blood in order to redeem the sinners.
所以他的死亡，他的死就是为了要救赎。
His death is for the purpose of saving.
但是他死了之后又复活了。
But after he died, he resurrected.
他是首先复活的。
He was the first one to resurrect.
表示耶稣基督真的是在我们所有的人类当中第一个从死里面身体复活起来的人。
It means that he's the first one to resurrect from the dead.
从身体，他的身体也复活，找不到他的尸体了。
And after that, his body could not be found.
你看， 在旧约圣经里面有几个人他们没有经过死亡，像旧约那时代的以诺。
If we think about all the people who didn't go through death, we can think of Enoch in the Old Testament.
旧约时代的先知以利亚。
The prophet Elijah.
他们都是直接就不见了，没有找不到他的身体啊。
They disappeared. They didn't go through death.
他们没有死亡。
They didn't die.
好，那他们就被接升天了。
They were lifted up into heaven.
那旧约时代也有许多人是从死里复活的。
There were several people who were resurrected from the dead. In the Old Testament.
我们可以很简单的想到嘛，对不对？
We can probably remember a few.
在圣经里面，谁曾经从死过又活过来了？
Can you remember someone who died and then rose?
应该有啊。
I believe you can think of some people.
比如说那个撒勒法的寡妇啊。寡妇的儿子不是死的吗？
For example, the son of the widow in Sarah.
啊，结果先知跟他祷告，他就活起来了。
And the prophet prayed for him, and he resurrected.
那新约圣经就更多了。
And in the New Testament, there were more examples.
你看多加死了又活起来了。
For example, Dorcas, she died and she resurrected.
那个大臣的仆人，那儿子也死了又活了。
There is the son of the
officer, 这个
the servant of the office, the son of the officer who died in the.
所以你看，在这个，但是这些人活起来，他们也死了，后来也死了。
And so after the few that resurrected, at the end they also die again.
那因为他们是只是比如说生病被医治，他们活了而已啊。
For example, they may have become ill, and then they were healed, and they lived.
最后还死了，他们也死了。
But eventually, they still die.
那你现在去找他们的尸体，还可以找得到啊？还可以找到他们的坟墓被埋在哪里啊？
So if you were to go look for their tomb, their remains would still be there.
但是唯独主耶稣基督，他是从死里复活的时候，他是身体复活的。
And only the Lord Jesus Christ was the one that.Resurrected from the dead.
所以他这里讲的首先复活，表示真的是从肉体改变成为灵体。
He was the first to be transformed from the physical body into the spiritual body.
这是为什么主耶稣基督他是初熟的果子。
That's why he's also called the first fruit.
他从死里首先复活，成为我们的榜样，以后我们就是要像这样子。
He was the first to resurrect, and he has become an example to us.
那第三个在第五节这里说，他是世上君王元首做元首的。
And in verse 5, it says that he is the ruler over the kings of the earth.
所以主耶稣基督他是掌权的，他是做王的。
So by this we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is in charge.
他的国度存到永永远远。
And his kingdom will last forever.
他是真正的万王之王啊。
He is the king of kings.
万主之主。
He's the Lord of lords.
所以到启示录最后的时候，我们会看到他这样的一个荣耀的称呼会不断重复出现的。
And towards the end of the book of Revelation, we'll see that he is praised by these titles.
那现在恩惠有平安归给你们哈。
It says that grace to you and peace from.
所以恩惠平安从神从圣灵从耶稣基督来。
And grace and peace come from God the Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好。接下来他说，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
The next it says that he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
那这个他爱我们是他是谁呢？
He here it says he.
他指的是耶稣基督。
This is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督爱我们，他用自己的血让我们脱离罪恶，表示经过他宝血的救赎，我们就离开罪，被神称义了。
It means that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood.
披戴耶稣基督所以受洗披戴耶稣之后，我们就有不同的身份。
After we have been baptized and we have put on Christ, we assume a different status or a different position.
第六节就说他使我们成为国度，实际上是国王。
It says that He has made us kings.
然后所以我们跟主耶稣基督就一起做王了。
It means we can be kings.
然后接下来做他父神的祭司。
and rule with the Lord Jesus Christ. It also says we're priests.
这个祭司就是是做神跟人之间的中保，是做服事的。
Priests are an intermediary between God and men. Priests are also servants of God.
所以这两节其实就已经说明了我们今天在耶稣基督里面我们所有的身份，我们所要负担的使命。
These two verses describe the status or position that we have in Jesus Christ and also the mission that he has.
那我们这个救恩是怎么来的？
Where does our salvation come from?
所以这个就是在启示录一开头的时候，他就把整个启示录他所要表达的那个重点都 先有一个很概括性的介绍。
And so from this beginning half of this chapter, it already describes a summary of what the rest of the chapter will talk about.
那现在这个启示录，他因为他讲时候到了，就是日期快到了。
And it tells us that the time is near.
那这个日期是什么时候？是有关什么事呢？
And what kind of a time is this?
看第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。
Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
所以这个日期近了，就是耶稣要再临的时候。
The time is near means that the Lord Jesus is about to come again.
他再临的时候，他说说驾云降临，是借着云彩下来的啦。
When he comes, he will come with clouds.
然后他说众人都要看见他，连刺他的人都要看见。
And everyone will see him, including those who pierced him.
那表示这些人，你看把主耶稣钉十字架刺他的那些人，他们不是两千多年前的事了吗？
And if we think about it, wasn't it 2,000 years ago that the Lord Jesus Christ was pierced?
但是当主耶稣再临的时候，他说这些人都要再看见他的。
But it tells us that when the Lord Jesus comes, even those who pierced him will see his coming.
表示他们要先活过来，他们才能看得到啊。
It means that they must first resurrect.
所以在说明当主耶稣再临的时候，一定是人从死里复活的时候。
It means that when the Lord Jesus comes, the people will resurrect.
在那个时候，他说地上的万族要因他哀哭。
And it says that all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him.
哀哭表示这些不信的人，这个就是最后审判的时候来到了。
For the unbelievers, this is a time of judgment.
但是对相信的人来说，就是领取荣耀的时候。
And for those who believe, it is a time of receiving rewards.
就是真的进入神的国度，享受永生的时候。
It is the time to enter the kingdom of heaven to enjoy His presence.
所以从第一节到第七节，这个就是启示录一开头的序言。
And so this is the prologue to the book of Revelation from chapter 1 verse 1 to 7.
那当时候神特别借着仆人把这个样一个信息留下来。
At this time, God through His servant has left us this message.
因为当时候其实跟从主的门徒呢，他们遇到外面的逼迫，里面异端的冲击。
The followers of Christ at this time had encountered persecution externally and also internal strife.
那时候要信耶稣是要经过患难的。
It was very difficult to believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以这是一个选择。
For them, it was a choice.
因为你如果要选择跟从耶稣成为基督徒，那你就是要准备接受别人的逼迫。
If they chose to follow Jesus, they accepted persecution.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们和在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份的，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Says I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这里就是约翰他自己在说明，他其实是跟众门徒一起经历患难，一起经历迫害的。
John experienced tribulations as much as his brothers.
但是他在这个患难逼迫当中，他没有害怕，他继续的为神的道。为耶稣基督做见证。
But even within this tribulation, he did not have fear. He continued to preach the gospel.
虽然最后他是被放逐在拔摩海岛上面。
And at the end, he was sent to an island called Patmos.
那这个拔摩海岛是当时候他们在关那些政治犯 的地方啊。
The island of Patmos was, for, at that time, a place for, a place to put prisoners.
那所以启示录就是约翰在这个被隔离的情况底下，神让他看异象。
The book of Revelation was written at a time when he was separated from others.
是约翰在受逼迫，为了耶稣基督的福音被逼迫的时候，神所给他特别看到的恩典。
And it was through seeing visions, a special grace of God, at a time when he was being persecuted.
把将来耶稣在临以前会有的患难逼迫，先看让约翰先看到。
And God allowed John to see visions about the things that were about to take place.
好，那我们再看第二章第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 9.
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称为犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich.And I know the blasphemy of those who say they're Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
那这个时候，我们看到这里面呢，他说你的患难表示他们为了信耶稣基督要被逼迫，可能会丧失生命哦。
Because of believing in Jesus, they face persecution. Some of them even face death.
那他们你的贫穷表示他们在这个患难当中，很可能他们的家产呢、啊。他们的什么东西被人家抢走的
？It's possible that in this time their properties were confiscated by those who persecuted them.
所以他们因着信耶稣成为贫穷，但他说其实你是富足的。
Even though they became physically poor, but in Christ they were rich.
好、哦，所以在信里面富足，在耶稣基督里面是富足的。
In Christ they were rich.
好，然后他说，哦、我知道那个自称是犹太人的所说的毁谤话，表示信主会被人家毁谤的，被人讨厌。
They were also blasphemed against by the Jews, which were not. It means that when we believe in Christ, sometimes we would, people would say bad things about us.
那这个毁谤的人是谁呢
？Who were those who persecuted them in this way?
那这个就是他说是撒旦一会的人。
They were the synagogue of Satan.
那是撒旦的信的，可是撒旦这个信从撒旦人聚在一起的那一群人呢、啊？
They were a group of people who worship Satan.
哦，所以你就知道说，哎，这个有些人他们在这个会堂里面，他们就不是那个神的会的人，是撒旦一会的人呢。
Sometimes there may be groups of people within the temple of God who were actually worshippers of Satan.
哦，就看到说他们当时候面对外界的逼迫。
So we can see that they face persecution from the outside.
那别人的毁谤的话。
As well as blasphemy from those who are against them.
还有里面的异端呢
？As well as of heresy from within.
我们看第二章第二节。
Let's chapter 2 verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能够容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
你看这个时候，教会当中有一些假使徒哈，他们在散播一些异端。
There were false apostles who were spreading heresies.
他们的教训是不会让人得救的。
And their teachings could not save.
那这些假使徒当然讲不同的道理嘛。
And these false apostles preach a different gospel.
那还有一些人呢，他们是明目张胆的去引诱人的。
And there were those who try to attract support.
好，我们现在看第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
十三节。十三节，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, was killed among you, where Satan dwells.
那这个地方让我们看的就会真的 要很警醒。我知道你的居所就是这个教会啊，是有撒旦座位之处啊。
Says that I know your where you dwell, which is church, where Satan's throne is.
这表示当时候在教会里面所传的道理，有些是从撒旦来的。
And so it means that at that time, the gospel that was preached sometimes came from Satan.
表示那个不是神的道了。
It means that they were preaching a gospel that was not from God.
那如果是撒旦的道理是什么呢？
And what kind of gospel would that be?
我们比如说看第十四节
，Verse 14.
有几件事情我要责备你，因为在那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这个巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人的脚前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality.
第十五节，你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党之人的教训。
Does you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans?
哦，那表示在这个教会里面，那些有些异端哦，就是会让人放纵情欲的，他是。可以走巴兰的道路，巴兰就是贪财，巴兰就是你看吃让百姓吃肉祭偶像去犯奸淫的。
So what is the doctrine of Balaam? Balaam was very greedy for money.
哦，然后他又是那种，反正把那个异教的这个风俗哦，教导以百姓照我去做人呢、啊。
And he taught the people to do evil deeds according to the worship of idols.
然后。第十五节这里讲到这个尼哥拉一党的人、哦、
And the Nicolaitans describe in verse 15.
那这个尼哥拉这一党的人的教训在二章六节、也有讲到、啊、
And their teachings have been described in chapter 2 verse 6.
那这一党的人应该是就是不服从不顺从教会的人呢、啊、
They were the disobedient ones.
是自高自大的。
They were proud.
他们不会。听从教会里面的一些教导或者是一些决定。
They refuse to listen to the teachings and the decisions in the church.
那这些信息，就我们看到说，当时候那个时候要信主，他们面对生命的威胁，他们面对异端的冲击，所以要能够持守得住不容易啊。
And so, so we can see that at this time they were facing external persecution as well as heretical. Teachings from within the church, and so it was difficult for them to hold on to their faith.
就是有这些背景啊，这个神特别让约翰他看到异象，把它记录下来，要帮助我们真的能够啊克服这些冲击的。
And it was under this historical background that God gave him these visions to strengthen him.
啊，最后就是要帮助我们啊，能够成为主耶稣基督忠心的仆人。
For the purpose of strengthening all the believers to be faithful servants of God,
能够真的为耶稣基督的福音做见证
，so that we can give true witnesses for Christ.
在这个末世大逼迫患难当中，能够站立得住
，so that we can stand firm in the end time with great persecution.
我们能够装备自己，能够成全完备，然后像新娘装饰整齐，迎接耶稣基督再来一样。
So that we can equip ourselves as the bride of Christ with welcoming His coming.
好，所以这就是启示录啊一开头的介绍。
And so this is an introduction to the book of Revelation.
我们就照着教会的读经进度呢啊，每一天的读啊一章。
Let us take care to follow with the church Bible reading schedule.
照着圣经告诉我们的去做。
And to do according to what the Bible tells us to do.
我们必可以得福。
And if we do so, we will be blessed.
好，我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.